I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the...
There's just so much talent in our area that it'd be nice to highlight all of our local talent.
That's Donna Johnson, the executive director of the Minnesota Discovery Center in Chisholm, Minnesota. She's talking with local artists and craftspeople at a meeting held at the Iron Range Makerspace in Hibbing. She was introducing a new initiative to feature some of that abundant local artistic talent at the Discovery Center gift shop this year, and inviting area artists, authors, and craftspeople to submit their work for consideration.
Tonight we're meeting with artists to discover different opportunities of products they could carry in our gift shop, and we'd like to promote local artists and local people rather than buying product online or from other states or countries, and we can help promote them and give them an opportunity to have a place to sell. And we are hoping to find all different types of artwork from all different styles of paintings, drawings, woodworking, pottery, clothing, jewelry, anything that we have the opportunity to place in our store.
So is this a new approach for you this year?
Yes, it is. It's an approach I've been looking at wanting to do, and this opportunity arose with Makerspace, so the timing is perfect right before our next summer season. I think it was an idea that I came upon myself and then started exploring, and I've seen online some other communities that have done something similar and thought it's really important to do that for the Iron Range.
I'd first heard about the meeting through a Facebook event. There were about 30 people attending the meeting, and their talents were wide-ranging. Local painters, metalworkers, soap makers, woodworkers, photographers, perfume makers, to name just a few. And they all came to learn about the opportunity.
And I'm excited that you're all here. I think this idea and concept is what I really wanted to do in the beginning when we reopened or expanded our gift shop. Prior to a year ago, we only had a very small inventory, and it was pretty much just educational kid stuff, quick point of sale, impulse buy.
Last summer, Donna had experimented with expanding the gift shop inventory, and within a few months had more than tripled the previous year's sales. That led her to start considering new opportunities, and that led to tonight's meeting.
So I knew it was worthwhile doing, but everything I had was pretty much, when you really look at it, made in China or, you know, from these big vendors. And sure, they can sell you in bulk for super cheap and you can mark it up and make a good profit, but that really isn't my goal of our gift shop. I'd rather support local, buy local, you know, help you pay for your kids' music lessons, not supporting someone I don't know in another state or in China or wherever. And things that are locally made and produced are better than something in a sweatshop. So it's hard to find even vendors online that are ethically made and fair trade and, you know, that have a purpose behind them. So I've found a few vendors that, you know, support women entrepreneurs. But it's still nothing local. But I felt a little bit better about purchasing something that, you know, you're supporting women entrepreneurs. So I'd rather support everybody in this room versus someone I've never met before. So I'm excited that this is an opportunity for us to expand our inventory and to really promote that to our community and to also provide you guys a space to have resale, to put your product out there without having to have your own storefront. We already have admission staff staffed. We already have space, so I don't have a lot of overhead. You know, we already have people staffed all day that were open. I can take on that cost that doesn't have to burden you, but I can keep in contact with you and say, hey, we're out of this if you want to make more. And then you can kind of test what will sell and what doesn't.
A particular interest is art that depicts and reflects northern Minnesota and the Mesabi Iron Range. She used the example of the mine pit at the Discovery Center.
It's just the Grand Canyon of the North, and I think I need to capitalize on that. So if we could get photography or art paintings, anything that have northern Minnesota mine pits, anything that's northern Minnesota, I think those would sell. I know when I go on vacation, my one souvenir every year is a picture of wherever I go, but it has to be done by a local artist, and I'm running out of room in my living room, but they all make me happy.
So if somebody was interested in it, what would be the next step?
I would say they could either contact me directly at the Minnesota Discovery Center, or they can work through Makerspace at our next meeting and make an appointment to meet with us then. I would like to encourage any other artists that are out there that would like to take in this opportunity to please stop by and visit.
The next meeting that will allow artists and craftspeople to showcase their work will be held at the Iron Range Makerspace on April 4th. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.